Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Baldinger, the NFL Network, former NFL player, is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Baldy, we're talking about this a lot. You know, in 2017, the Browns had Joe Thomas. You know, they just drafted Myles Garrett and, you know, not much else. And they were maybe the least talented team, certainly amongst the least talented teams in the league. And now they're top 10, maybe higher. Maybe I'm getting too carried away. But the job to me, John Dorsey's done amazing. What do you think about what he's been able to do in terms of talent acquisition in the short time he's been here?
Well, I mean, it's nothing short of amazing. But, you know, look, there's never enough good quarterbacks. There's never enough good head coaches. There's never enough good general managers. And John Dorsey is, you know, in a very short time has rebuilt his roster into a talented roster. It's not an old roster. It's still very young. But look, the biggest move that he made was drafting Baker.
Yep.
Because once you identify your franchise quarterback, then everything else falls into place. Then your job is to build around that franchise quarterback and make sure he has every resource to become successful. So when you go out and you make a blockbuster trade to acquire Odell Beckham Jr., who I happen to love. I don't care what anybody else thinks about him. I happen to love the kid. I feel like I know him a little bit. I think the kid, the only thing he wants to do is win. To be reunited with Adam Henry and Jarvis Landry, there'll be a great bond and brotherhood between those three guys. I mean, I just think you look at that roster right now and you go, okay, that's going to be a difficult roster. That's going to be a difficult team to defend offensively and defensively because they have filled some very pressing needs with elite top-flight players right now.
Baldy, how do you think the acquisition of Odell Beckham is going to affect Jarvis Landry specifically? Because I think it's going to just make things way easier for Jarvis, who a lot of times got double-teamed last year.
You know, well, look, I mean, I think the days – I mean, I saw Juice at the Pro Bowl this year.
Yeah.
And I think the days of, you know, Jarvis going out there and getting 100 balls are over. Like, he's not going to get those kind of numbers. That's not a bad thing. He's down to 81 catches last year. You know, they featured him a lot of different ways. I mean, he's a very tough guy. But, I mean, there's a certain role for Jarvis now. I mean, he's going to be their slot receiver. Odell's going to be outside. Callaway, Higgins, whoever's on the other side. And Njoku. I mean, the ball's going to get spread around. Baker has been in this situation at Oklahoma before with a lot of elite players. I mean, his job is to distribute the ball and to not make people happy, to win games. And so Baker's going to find the open guy. Now, he loves throwing the ball deep. So I think you'll see a lot of play action next year, especially with the backs that they have. And they're going to take their shots down the field. There's going to be 6 to 8 deep shots a game, and Odell's going to get his share of those.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Baldy, you mentioned before you love Beckham. We obviously do, too. Everybody here is very excited. I think, frankly, it's been a flat-out embarrassment, some of the noise coming out of New York. Like, all of a sudden, for 2 weeks, everybody in New York said, this trade's not going to happen. Everybody in Cleveland's nuts. And now, all of a sudden, the narrative is this guy's a bum. I mean, what is he? He's never been in trouble with the law. We're not saying he's a perfect camper. In that interview where he said things about Eli, he probably shouldn't have done that. We get that. He's had a few temper tantrums on the sideline. We've seen that from a million players. What else has he really done that's so bad?
Watch that kid practice.
I can't wait to.
Watch that
fun.
Kid practice.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I feel like I know Juice. We did a film session, like I said, at the Pro Bowl. We talked a lot about, you know, these kids, and they're still kids to me, but, I mean, these men from Louisiana. You go to LSU, you go to any of the 11 Division I schools in Louisiana, football is their way out. These kids love football. Now, there's a lot of things that come with it. There's distractions and money and all this other stuff. It happens. But deep down, they love the game. They love it. And the worst thing you could do is take the game away from them for any reason, whether it's injuries, suspensions, any of that stuff. There's nothing worse. And the only thing they really want to do is win. Now, none of these guys have won. You know, Jarvis hasn't won. Odell hasn't won. He's been to one playoff game. I mean, the feeling and the idea of being a year-in, year-out contender and winning in January, I mean, they don't even know what it's about yet. But I think if they kind of can pull this thing together, and Freddie, I think, is a great guy to do this, if they come together as a team and they get any kind of momentum going, they're going to love the feeling of winning so much, they're not going to know what – it's going to be one big celebration. And the fans are going to be right there with them.
Baldy, we talked to Les Miles, just to your point, yesterday. He came on our show and we asked him, like, what these two were like in college. And he said it was so crazy that they pushed each other every single day. He said the first day, he said Jarvis was in the indoor facility doing the one-handed catches thing. He started that. He said the next day, Odell was in there doing the exact same thing. I can't wait. I mean, you're right. You say watch these guys in practice. Like I think that they're going to push each other every day, and that's what's going to make guys around them better because they're going to see the guys, the star players, not these divas, these star players working hard in practice. I think it's going to bring everybody else's level up as well.
Well, I think, you know, the key here is Baker and his development here in year two. We all saw, you know, an incredible debut last year. It's kind of what I thought he was going to be, maybe even better at times than what I thought. But they went right to the brink with the Ravens in week 17 in Baltimore. You saw just how competitive the whole team was and the fire that they had against a really good football team that was razor hot at that point. I just think, you know, the key right now is these guys get a chance to grow with a quarterback that has a chance to be an elite player year in, year out. And when you get that opportunity, just the way Peyton did with Reggie and Marvin, and the way any of these teams have done it with building with young receivers and building them around them, and it's just going, I mean, it has a chance to be really, really special. And so, you know, you always can talk about the health and all that kind of stuff, but this thing could really be special right now. And, you know, the fact that they can play complementary football right now, the defense should be vastly improved with what they've done with Olivier Vernon and Sheldon Richardson. It should be vastly improved. And they're not finished yet. They've still got a draft and some other free agents to sign. But when you can play complementary football where the ball could be taken away, given back to the offense, extra at-bats, with the fan base that's just jonesing for winners. I mean, it's just going to be a hornet's nest to go into Cleveland and play that team right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, the Browns have upgraded in a lot of areas. Boldy, how concerned would you be about losing Zeitler and turning that job over to Austin Corbett, who's an unproven second-year player?
Well, he is. But, you know, look, I mean, when I saw Austin Corbett coming out last year, I said he's Joel Bitonio. I mean, he came out of Nevada. He played the same position. He's like the same measurables. Like, I don't know if he could be as good as what Joel has been immediately. I mean, there might be a little bit of a dip. You know, but I think you got to let the kid play. You drafted him to be that guy. Zeitler did a fantastic job while he was there. He was worth the money. But I think they still have a chance to upgrade this offensive line here. And if you could do that, you do it. I mean, I don't know. Eric Bush is a role player they brought in. Demetrius Harris will help in the run blocking game. But, you know, you always got to be looking at building and developing offensive linemen. You're not going to find Joe Thomas. You're just not going to find that guy. I mean, he's not there. You know, I mean, he was one of those guys. But, you know, in the meantime, the big thing was what you saw the second half of the season. You saw a team with Greg Robinson coming in at left tackle. He played the best football he ever played in his life. It's not even close. He never played like that at all in Los Angeles. So I think you got to let these guys just play together and get better as a group, rather than just trying to, you know, look at these guys, you know, underneath a microscope in a vacuum and try to evaluate them. They're going to either play well as a group or they're not. But I would trust that Austin Corbett can be just what Joel Bitonio has been.
Baldy, you studied Kareem Hunt. Just from a football perspective, what does he bring to the table? I mean, we felt like Nick Chubb was developing into like maybe a top five running back, and it's early to maybe say that. But Kareem Hunt? Just as good, maybe more talented, don't you think?
I don't think he has – well, I mean, look, his first game was in New England on national TV on Thursday night, and he was the breakout star of the whole game and led the league in rushing. If you go back to that year of 2017, his rookie season, and you watch him in week 15 against the Chargers, which was for first place in the AFC West, the Chargers couldn't tackle him. And he's a contact back. If you look at what Matt Campbell has done at Toledo and Iowa State. They got the same guy coming out this year in David Montgomery. I mean, they're Ohio kids that weren't highly recruited, that are really hungry to play the game. The game was taken away from Kareem Hunt, and he probably thought he'd never get a second chance. You're going to get the very best of Kareem Hunt. He's a contact back. He's got contact balance. You can't knock him off his feet. He's like a cat on a marble table, and he can catch. So however you want to split up the reps with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, whenever, you know, however they figure out the suspension and how many games you're going to miss, they're going to figure that out. But he's going to be on the field next year, and he is an elite player.
Baldy, in other, let's talk about some other teams a little bit. You look at this division, right? The Steelers have lost Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Ravens did make a couple of solid adds with Mark Ingram and Earl Thomas, but they lost four starters from their defense, and they're starting over at quarterback. And the Bengals are a disaster. Where do you look at the other teams in this division right now?
Well, I mean, look, the Ravens and the Steelers are prideful, winning organizations.
Yep.
And that's what they expect to be. So they are, in some ways, way ahead of Cleveland. Because, you know, look, you, when you watch this James Washington develop in Pittsburgh this year, he's going to be a handful. We already know Juju is a number one receiver. So we saw, you know, what James Conner was when he was healthy last year. He was a better fit than, you know, than what Le'Veon was. Now, you could debate who's a better player. I mean, you could do all that stuff. But, I mean, they're going to have good players. In Baltimore, nobody could really handle Lamar Jackson the second half of the season last year. He was a very difficult guy to defend. And we got to see what they're going to do. But, I mean, defensively, they've got DNA on that side. I know the player. We all know the players they've lost. But there's DNA in that building about how to play football. And nobody knows how to do that better than the head coach. And what he's going to be telling those players, you know, all the new players and the turnover and everything else, there's high expectations to go win that division next year. We, even without the loss of Suggs and Za'Darius Smith and all the guys they've lost, I mean, the expectations is to win that division.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, Baldy. It's amazing to see where this team has come from 0-16 to the final eight games last year to now being the fifth best team odds in Vegas to win this freaking Super Bowl. It's kind of fun to
I don't like to bet against Vegas, guys. I don't like to do it, man. You know, those guys are way better than me. So I saw how big of a jump it was. And it wasn't just Odell. Yeah. I think a bigger part was what John Dorsey's bringing.
Yeah. A lot of confidence. Baldy, we appreciate the time. Good stuff as always, man.
Okay. My pleasure, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.